God bless you this year as a pastor.
Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you this year as a pastor.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world, for the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord. How can we walk around and tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back? Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountains. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, let's see, lift it down. Say, can't you hear?
Blog Talk Radio and Prophetess Teresa as well, the overseer of Blog Talk Radio. Again, we just thank God for you. I'm going to go, without further ado, I'm not going to take up the time any longer. I'm going to go ahead and release Apostle Marcus Martin.
God bless you. God bless you, Radio Land and all the listeners. I do give honor and praise unto the Most High God for the opportunity to speak with you all today. I do believe there is a word today from the Lord. The Lord has really been dealing with me about the time and the seasons. A lot of times we really don't understand the times and the seasons. The Bible talks about the sons of Issachar having an understanding and a knowledge of the times so that they could tell Israel what they should do in certain seasons. And so I believe that the Lord is speaking today in order to get you to understand what season you are in, and so that you can have a corresponding action based upon what season you're in, okay? Because if you know that you're in the wintertime, you know you're going to put on a bigger coat. If you know that you're in the summertime, you know that you need to shed clothing. You know that you need to dress a little more appropriately for the heat. And so I believe what the Lord is trying to do today is trying to give you an inclination of what it is or what season it is that you are in at this moment. And we are going to come from a familiar passage of Scripture. It is Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And I'll give you a moment to get there. Some of you may be in your car, so I'm sure you don't want to open a Bible at this moment. That might not be a good idea. So, as we begin at the first verse. It reads, "To everything there is a season, a time, to every purpose under the heaven." And I'm going to stop right there. He says, "To everything there is a season." What is a season? A season is a subdivision of a year. It is how we know the year is divided, okay? The only way you know what season you're in is by the weather. The weather is determined by the rotation of the sun. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. However the Son of God is operating in your life, it will determine the season that you're in. However the Son of God is operating in your life, it will determine the season that you're in. The problem is that we pay little attention to God. We pay little attention to the Son of God. And when we do that, we will not know what season we're in, and we will not know what we should be doing in that season. If you notice that the weather is changing in your life, this means that the Son of God is speaking to you. There are many ways that God reveals himself to his people. He reveals himself through general revelation. General revelations is the sun, the moon, the stars. How does he reveal himself? If we see how powerful the sun is, if we look up in the sky and we can barely gaze at the sun long enough without hurting our eyes, we know that if the God we serve created that sun, he is indeed more powerful than the thing that he created. That's just natural sense. He has to be greater than the thing that he created. And so he reveals himself by showing us the things in the earth realm to show us that this is his characteristics. As we see when we cut our grass down and it grows right back, we understand seed and harvest time, because we understand that whenever you plant a seed, no matter what happens, it will come up. Amen? And so we understand the things of God by the seasons of God. And so it talked about time. And then it said to every time and every purpose under the heaven. What is time? Time is a dimension that enables two identical things to be distinguished. Okay? So if I said I had to go to the doctor at 1 o'clock, and then at 2 o'clock I have to pick my son up from school, and then at 3 o'clock, in order for me to do everything that I'm supposed to get done in a timely manner, in order to get it done, I have to know what time it is. Oh, my God. Do you know what time it is? I have to know what time it is, my God, in order for me to do what it is that I'm supposed to do in a timely manner. A lot of times we are putting God on our watch, and God does not need to respect time at all, because he is in eternity. Eternity is a measurement of time that has no end or no beginning. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. So God is not on our clock. A lot of times we need to change the clock that we're on because we think that God is on our clock. Now watch this. It says, to every purpose under the sun. So to a time or to the distinguishing events that is going on in your life, there is a purpose. This gives me great joy because that means every single thing that I'm going through has a purpose. That means that there is no oopsies or no blunders in God, that God is not making any mistakes in my life, that God is not let anything slip through his fingertips, that every single event that is happening in my life has been seen or has been allowed by God. It has even been handled by God. Oh, my God. It has even been known by God before it happened. Remember, he told Jeremiah, he said, before you were even in your mother's womb, before the event happened that caused you to be placed into your mother's womb, I knew you. Even before that event, God is all over time. He does not have to respect it at all because he is God. Now watch this. It says in the second verse, a time to be born. A time to be born. A time for something new to come forth into the earth realm. Understand this. When a baby is born, that baby will only be born one time. If any one of my kids were born twice, I would be a little worried by that. Because the only time something can be introduced is one time. You will only make your first impression on an individual or on a person. You will only make your first impression on them one time. And then everything after that is a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth. But most of the time, the first impression is the lasting impression. So God said here that there is a time to be born. There's a time for new things to enter into your life. I know you've been used to the things that you've had. I know you've been used to the things that you've gotten used to. But God said now there's time for some new things to be birthed into your life. There's some time for some things to be born. I know you have a mission. I know you have a vision. I know you have a ministry. I know you have plans. Oh, my God. But God is about to interject some things into your plans. See, you thought that you was going to just have some plans and that you was going to take a spiritual IED and make sure that you don't get pregnant with anything else. But God had a whole nother plan in mind for you. He said, where you thought you were stopping, I'm going to get you pregnant with something new. Then he says, a time to die. A time to die. A time to terminate something. When something dies, it ceases activity. It no longer lives. It no longer operates. It is no longer a factor. I know we have people that have maybe have passed away, but I want you to understand, they can no longer access this earth realm. They can no longer manipulate anything in the earth realm. They can no longer, you ain't going to catch your uncle at your table eating breakfast if he passed away. Why? Because he has died, so his access to this realm is lost. So what is God saying? When you lose access to something, do not always think it to be a bad thing. Do not always think it to be a horrible thing. Sometimes God will cut off access to things that so that he can determine or he can guard you or gear you into another direction. When one door closes, that means another door has to open. So don't worry about things that die. Don't worry about relationships that get terminated. Don't worry about those things because God is saying when I close one door, I'm only closing it to make you turn the corner and enter another. My God, my God. And then it goes on to say a time to plant. A time to plant. And I know immediately your mind goes to planting of a seed. But I want you to understand something. God said it's time to stop being so fickle-minded. It's time to stop being jumping around, starting this thing, ending this thing, starting this thing, and going about something else. God says plant your feet. Some of us have been to 15 churches in the last year. Plant your feet. Find somebody that is a child of God and that is really hearing from the Lord and plant yourself. I want you to understand something. It is okay to move a plant once. or twice even. But the more you move a plant, the more the odds go up that it will die. The more you move the plant, the more the odds go up that it'll die. It is not healthy to constantly move a plant. It is not healthy to uproot something and then replant it. And then it says here, a time to pluck up that which is planted. Now, there are some things that we have gotten settled in. It's time for us to get uncomfortable again. It's time for us to get unsettled again. See, some of us have gotten settled in a place or in the era of our life, and we think that we have arrived. We think that we are pleasing God, and you may be pleasing God in some ways. But whenever you stop, and whenever you cause yourself to stop growing, see, God don't mind you planting, but then there still has to be some upward growth. If I plant a tree, I may not move it again, but that tree is going to begin to get taller, and it's going to begin to sprout. God is saying somebody need to grow up. And then it says here, a time to pluck up that which was planted. And then it says, a time to kill. A time to kill. The time to kill is the same thing as the time to terminate. It's the same thing as the time to get rid of something. It is a time to end something. Sometimes we have relationships that we do not want to end, that we do not want to kill. And the difference between something dying is when you allow most people, and we are just by human nature, because we have a physical body because of what Adam did, the sin nature, all of us at some point will die. That is something that's just going to happen with time, okay? With distinguishing events, that is just something that's going to happen. As I get older, that I'm going to lose hair. And as I get older, things are going to change about my body. My knee's starting to hurt right now. As we get older, things change. But this here, the word kill, means that somebody put forth an effort to terminate something. So God, what is God saying? There's some things that is not just going to die. There's some things that you're going to have to put your hands to. There's some things that you're going to have to put forth the effort to kill. And a time to heal. It says here, a time to heal. Now, the word heal means to attempt to bring something back to its original state. Now, watch this. Have you ever got a good scrape on you? And all of a sudden, your blood begins to clot. And then all of a sudden, you get a scab. And then when that scab falls off, your skin begins to return back to the color that it started. Why? Because the nature of the healing of God is to bring things back to its original state. Somebody has lost their relationship with God. Somebody used to be in loving favor with God, but now they have allowed church hurt to come into their life and allowed themselves to be torn in pieces. And now they no longer have what they used to have in God. So now God said, now it's time to heal. And when I heal you, it's going to be better than what it was. My God, my God. When I heal you, I'm going to not only bring you back to the state you were, but I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to rehabilitate you. And I'm going to make that thing better than where it was before it was injured. My God, my God. Then it says here, a time to break down. A time to break down. And automatically our mind goes to a nervous breakdown. But what he's really saying here is that there is a time to pick things apart. See, I want you to understand something. When something is broken down, that means it is made simple. The Bible says this, write the vision and make it plain, am I in the word, upon tablets that they that read it might run, fear and run. Why? Because he wants us to break it down. It's time out for us to be going about things in an irrational manner. See, we good with that. You know, we like to be whimsical, especially us prophetic people. We like to be whimsical. We like to do things without planning. Oh, my God. But what he's saying, now it's time for you to write some things down. Now it's time for you to hear me and plan something. Who am I prophesying to? Who am I talking to? Somebody needs, God said, to write it down, to make it plain, to plan this thing out. And when you plan it, everything that you wrote, I'm going to perform it. Hallelujah. Then it says here, a time to build up. A time to build up. Notice the motion of the building. The building is not down, but it is being built up. When you build something up, it's when you take layers and you stack them on top of each other. Huh? In order for you to build anything, you cannot just have one block. Oh, my God. You have to have several blocks. And a lot of times we put all our marbles in one basket. A lot of times we think our ministry is only one thing. But God is saying, wait a minute, wait a minute. If you're going to build anything, you have to have several. In the Garden of Eden, there were several rivers that flowed into this garden that made it what it was. Everything, certain things were fed by this river, Euphrates. Certain things were fed by this river and that river. But there were many rivers that flowed into this garden. What is he saying? He's saying that now it's time, after you do your planning, now it's time to put it into action one layer at a time. It's time to build it up. Then it says here there's a time to weep. A time to weep. Weeping is a release of hurt. My God. It is a release of hurt. So now God is saying it is time to release. And then it's saying a time to laugh. A time to laugh. Laughter builds you up. The weeping releases, but then the laughter builds you up. The Bible says this about the joy of the Lord. It says that the joy of the Lord is our what? Our strength. So laughter and joy will build you up. So he said, weeping may endure for a night, but in the morning you're going to laugh. What you're going through is just a releasing of you. See, sometimes God will bring you through the fire in order to purify you. Sometimes you need to cry. Sometimes you need to weep. But he says, in the morning, there's going to be some laughter. Then it says here, a time to mourn. Now, mourning is when a person dies normally. And they look back on the things that them and that person experienced together, and they begin to miss them. My God. See, a lot of us' relationship with God is not being restored because we don't miss it. Hear me what I'm saying. A lot of us, our relationship is not being restored because we've replaced God with other stuff. Remember when Moses went to the mountain too long? And all of the people begin to make another God. As soon as God is not present to us, as soon as we feel like God is not around, we will melt down everything we own, melt down our jewelry, and make another God. Ah, my God. But what is he saying? But what is he saying? We need to stop making another God and mourn the God that we left. Oh, my God. Mourn the God that we left. Now watch this, and then he says, a time to dance. A time to dance. A time to display the joy that you have in God. See, a lot of people don't think it necessary to praise God. A lot of people think that, because they use the scripture, bodily exercise profits you nothing, right? But I want you to understand something. The Bible says that David danced until he danced his clothes off of his body. I want you to understand something. When you lift up a praise to God, God will move on your behalf because you are praising him as if he can do it. My God. I want you to understand the same principle works for human beings. If you begin to encourage a person, encourage your husband, encourage your wife, instead of tearing them down, encourage them. Say, oh, my God, you did such a wonderful job. Even at our ministry, every time somebody does something, got a young lady that's constantly bringing people to church. And when she does that, I'll wait till after service and I'll call her on the phone and I'll be like, awesome job. You are doing a wonderful job. And before you know it, she brought somebody else. When you encourage somebody, you bring the best out of them. So when you praise God, you cause him to move on your behalf. Then it says here, a time to cast away. A time to cast away. When you cast something away, you separate yourself from it. When you're fishing with a fishing rod, you cast that thing as far as you can, not knowing where the fish are, but you cast it as far as you can. Why do you do that? Because you understand that the bait that you have will catch a fish when the fish sees it. My God. So God, what is God saying? He's saying, when you cast the things away that you need to cast away, then that fish is going to be caught. Somebody looking for a husband, somebody looking for a wife. God said, when you cast away those things that hindered you in your first marriage, my God, who am I talking to? That when you cast away those things that hindered you before, God said, then you will catch the thing that I've meant for you to catch. My God. Then it says here, not only did it say cast away, but then it says a time to cast away stones. Now, in the Bible times, I'm reminded of a story where the woman of God, I ain't going to say the woman of God, but the woman was caught in adultery. And everybody there had stones, and they were ready to hit her with these stones. Stones represent judgment. Stones represent judgment. And at times, we will cause ourselves to judge, misjudge things that we think are correct. We will allow ourselves to misjudge. But what did Jesus tell them? He told them, if them that without sin cast the first stone. Then he said here, a time to gather stones together. A time to gather the judgment together. A time to evaluate things. A time to look at things all over again. See, a lot of times we forget that when God created the heavens and earth, everything that he created, he stopped and looked at it, and he said, oh, this is good. The Bible says he saw that it was good. He examined everything. It's time for us to examine some things that we have been ignoring. Then here it says, a time to embrace. A time to embrace. A time to pull some things closer. One of those things should be God. Some of the other things should be your family, your mate. It's time to pull things closer. See, in order for you to get to that purpose that God has placed in your life, you got to pull some things close. You got to make sure some things are in order. And then it says there's a time to refrain from embracing. It's a time to push some things away. It's a time to, when you embrace something, you hold it close and you hold it tightly because it is important. I would not embrace anything that is not important. Then he says it's time to refrain from embracing. It's time to let some things go. It's time to push some things out. Then it says there's a time to get. Huh? So now there's coming a time to receive. And that's our problem at times. We have a problem receiving. We get sedity and we get high-minded and we forget that everybody here on this earth still has issues and everybody here on this earth still needs help. You will not be a Rambo in the kingdom of God. You will not do anything by yourself. What is Lone Ranger without Tonto? Then he says here, a time to lose. A time to lose. A time. There comes a time when things come up missing. But in those seasons, in those times, we have to understand that what we lost is not lost to God. The Bible says this, that there is nothing in the dark that shall not be revealed. Darkness, the Bible says this, darkness is as light to God. Ain't that something? Darkness is as light to God. Then it says a time to keep. A time to keep. a time to know what is not, what is important enough to not let go. My God. See, sometimes we get in situations where we say, I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to give up. But there comes a time when you have to know that this is a keeper. Then it says a time to cast away and a time to rend. A time to tear. That's what the word rend means. It means to tear something. And when you rend something, it is different from cutting. When you rend something, it is not easy to put it back together. So there comes a time, my God, where you have to tear some things where they cannot be repaired, or you have to allow God to do it. And then it says there's a time to sow. A time to sow. A time to mend things. And most of the time when somebody sows something, the purpose of sowing something is so that you mend it to the point that you cannot tell that it was ever torn. My God. So God, what is he saying? He's about to put some things together, and it's going to be better than what it was. People ain't even going to know that you came from what you came from. People ain't going to even know that you was in four shelters. People ain't even going to know that you was a prostitute. People ain't even going to know that you were in the situation that you were in, because God is about to sow you. Then it says a time to keep silence. There is a time to not speak to someone. I want you to understand that whatever you speak to, you give life to it. Whatever you speak to, you give life to it. So there are times where you should not speak. I heard that when you speak to a plant, the oxygen that comes out of your mouth, it brings life to the plant. And so you wonder when people are crazy. You're like, they crazy. They speaking to a plant. Because what the oxygen that comes out of their mouth brings life to the plant. And then it says here there's a time to speak. A time to speak. So it's a time to give life to something. And before I said there's a time to keep silence. So there's a time to allow to not speak to something, because every time you speak to it, you give life to it. The 8th verse says this, and a time to love. What? What? A time to love? Most would say that we should love all the time. God is love, right? A time to love. Now watch this. Everything that we everything is not ascribed our love. We should not ascribe our love to everything. The Bible says this about money. The love of money is the root to all evil. Love is a thing. Love is money is a thing. And love is only ascribed to people or thing or a God. You are not supposed to love a thing, but you are supposed to love people. The people that God created, you're supposed to love them. Amen? And so when you begin to love stuff, your love is misplaced. Watch this. And then it said, there's a time to hate. What? A time to hate? You got to be kidding me, Apostle. There's a time to hate? Absolutely. There's some things that you'll never get rid of unless you start hating it. God is not telling you to hate a person. Some of us need to just hate the way we're being treated so we can change our life, so we can get rid of that individual, so we can move on with our life. We need to hate the way we're being treated. Then it says a time of war. It's not always going to be enough to just speak to something. Sometimes you got to fight. I want you to understand something. Growing up in school, I noticed something. That if you did not fight back, your enemy got more and more intense. They would attack you even more when you did not fight back. Then it said a time of peace. It's a time to restrain from fighting. It's a time to not fight. The 9th verse says this, what profit has he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? He said, I have seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set men, also he has set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. He said he made all things beautiful in his time. Wait a minute. What you're going through is going to turn out to be something beautiful in God's time. Ain't that nothing? The very thing that you wish God will take you out of right now, the very thing that you want deliverance from immediately, is going to turn out to be a good thing in God's timing. It will turn out to be beautiful in God's timing. The 12th verse says, I know there is no good thing in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, the time, life is a time period. The time that you are given, you are to rejoice and do good in it. Put your efforts towards pleasing God in the time that you have been allotted by God. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God that you be blessed and enjoy what he's blessed you with. So if you are suffering, it is only but for a moment, because in the end, you are going to enjoy the gift of God in your life. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. My God, everything that God doeth is forever. Whatever the devil gives you is only temporary. But God operates in eternity. So whatever God gives you, it shall be forever. Your relationships will not be destroyed because God gave them to you. Watch this. It says, nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him that which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been. And God required that which is past. My God, return back to purpose. Get back to what God called you to do. Return back to your purpose. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now at this time, I believe we're going to open up the phone lines for prayer. But before that, I'm going to pray real quickly over the word and that it takes root. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for the word that you have sent forth out of my mouth. I pray that it was received by all the hearers in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it now. I glorify you. I magnify you in the name of Jesus. All those that are listening over the radio, over the internet, and over the landline, God, I pray that they were ministered to immensely in Jesus' name. Amen. So now we're going to open up the phone lines, I believe, and
glory be to God. Hello?
God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. My name is Minister Tammy Weatherspoon. I am a kingdom builder, kingdom daughter. I'm in Gary, Indiana, and I just enjoyed you ministering God's word tonight from Ecclesiastes 3, breaking it down for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm just sitting taking notes, man of God. Oh, everything we speak, we give life to.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and you were prophesying, you were ministering to me. You know, you said, who am I talking to? That was me.
My God.
We need to hate how we're being treated so that we would change the way we allow others to treat us. And that's absolutely correct. And the last quote I got here is return back to your purpose. Man of God, this word tonight, hallelujah. God used you to help bring life and restoration back into my spirit.
This
is just for me tonight. Hallelujah. I know it's for us, the children of God, but this is for me. I'm taking it so personal. Hallelujah. And I thank you for allowing God to use you, Apostle Martin, to bring his word forth. And thank you for being obedient to the Spirit of God. allowing God to teach you by his spirit, his word, and to bring it forth like you did tonight. Thank you so much. And I'm really looking forward to hearing you again. So please come back on to Talk again and again and again. Keep it coming, the mighty word of God. And God bless you. God bless you so much.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
I really enjoyed this opportunity. You know, people don't realize that when God ministers to somebody else, he has to minister to you. This is why I enjoy preaching so much, because in order for God to touch somebody through me, he has to touch me. And so this is why people don't understand why I enjoy preaching the gospel so much, because when I preach the gospel, God has to touch me. And so I enjoy when God steps in. And you just be encouraged, woman of God, and allow God to make transition in your life and to move you from one spot to another. I just really feel like God is uprooting some things in your life. I really feel like God is causing some things to be unstable so that you can get rid of it. And so we don't always get upset with what God is doing and what God is allowing. Sometimes God will make the things make certain things uncomfortable so that we will get up. If you know what I'm saying. If you sit down on a chair and you sit on something that ain't supposed to be there, you're gonna get up.
Yeah.
And so that's what God is doing right now, woman of God, in your life. He's moving you to another realm. He has to make the old realm uncomfortable. And so you just be blessed.
I receive that. In Jesus' name I receive it. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, man to God. This is
bless
Evangelist.
You, bless you.
This is Evangelist Hannah. I would just call this for prayer concerning this cold and upper respiratory infection that I'm healed from in Jesus' name. And after you pray for me, can you please extend the line and internet listeners the prayer of salvation?
I sure can. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you touch this woman of God right now. I pray that you would heal her body from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, now that you would be present in the room with her now. Father, we understand, oh God, that as we speak your word, oh God, your word is life. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that everything, oh God, that was meant to be uprooted was uprooted in her life, oh God, that she may produce the fruit that you desire for her. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that she may go to that next height, to that next level. In the mighty name of Jesus. I see the Lord pruning some things in your life. I see him cutting. The scripture talks about that when something produces fruit, that God will cut it and prune it that it might produce more fruit. And God said, because you are producing fruit, I'm about to cut you that you might produce more fruit. In the name of Jesus. So God is doing some things in your life right now to cause you to produce more fruit. In the name of Jesus. And the pain, I see almost like a thorn in your flesh. Oh, some things that you would rather God remove. But God says, not just yet. Because they're producing something in you that I need to be produced. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes when we are scarred in a certain area, over and over again, it will produce a callus. And this callus will cause us to be stronger in that area when the next attack comes. So God's saying, don't be upset about the attack, because I'm just building a callus in your life to these attacks. Don't be upset when people come at you the same way and do the same things over and over again. He said, because I'm building up a callus so that when this attack comes in the latter days, You will not be moved by this attack. Father, I pray now that you would minister to her even the more, that you would send your ministering angels to minister healing to her body. Your word said that them that obey you, O God, that you would send your angel with healing in its wings in the name of Jesus. So I pray now, God, that you would do just that in the name of Jesus, that before we leave this phone line, God, that she would receive her healing now in the name of Jesus. That she would receive it now in the name of Jesus, according to now faith, that she would receive it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you right now. I thank you right now. I thank you right now. I don't know who this is for, but I see a wedding ring. I see a man's hand, and I see a wedding ring. And I don't know if there's some issues going on, and I don't know if somebody's about to get married, but I see a man's hand, and I see a wedding ring on his hand. So whatever that is, God, I pray that you would minister to that situation. I pray that you would handle it, God, whatever it may be, God, whether it be issues, whether it be problems, oh, God, whether it be you're about to give somebody a husband, oh, God, whatever it may be. Oh, shata, ikarobo, shandarabakariandolobo, shama. I pray now, Father, that you would deal with it, that you would do it. In the name of Jesus, you don't tell me everything, but you show me certain things. So I pray, God, that you would minister to her about that in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God. And now for all the listeners, them that desire to give their lives to the Lord, that were moved by the word of God, and they understand that their timing is now to give their life to God, I pray that you would repeat after me. And I'm not going to do it the conventional way, but I pray that you would repeat after me. Say, Father, forgive me. I recognize that I'm a sinner. And because I'm a sinner, I have separated myself from you. But because of the Son, because of the blood of your Son, I have been redeemed to you. If I only confess and believe. So now, Father, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus died and rose again for my sins. And because of that, according to Romans 9 and 10, I am saved. God bless you. The angels rejoice. If there be anyone that repeated that with me and that has just given their life to the Lord, the angels rejoice. The angels are rejoicing right now. And I would even ask that you would call in that I might pray a special prayer for you even now. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And God bless you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. An awesome God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to come forth?
Praise the Lord. Apostle Flowers, this is Evangelist Egan's. How are you?
This is Apostle Marcus, actually, today.
This is not Apostle Flowers. I'm sorry.
It is not. I am his son in the gospel.
Please forgive me. But I enjoyed that rich word from you. And I tell you, you really had my attention. And I thank God for you. And, I mean, you just really gave us some real practical things about life. And I thank God for it. But I want to ask you to pray for me concerning moving. I will be moving sometime this month, and I just had such a longing and a desire actually to move out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The one place I do have in mind is Arizona. So I want you to pray for me. The
yes,
Lord
ma'am.
Will, you know, give me directions concerning that.
I sure will. I sure will. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would make everything clear, just as you shared with the Word, that you would break everything down to her, Father, that you would make everything clear, that she would not make one move or decision without you, but that you would make all things clear. Just as before me and my wife moved to Virginia, Father, just before we moved to Virginia years ago, you gave us both identical dreams. Father, I pray that you would send her a sign that will solidify her move. In the name of Jesus, you are not the author of confusion. You are a clear and concise God. And I pray now in the name of Jesus that you would make everything clear. In the name of Jesus for her, make everything clear. Show her which way to go. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have your way. And we thank you for it now, Father. We thank you for it now that you would give her instruction, that even if you sent somebody that absolutely didn't know her, even if you have to send a dream her way, do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Be expecting God to speak.
Yes, Lord.
Be expecting God to speak. He never allows us to do anything without being clear. Never. Before me and my wife, we moved to Virginia. We just moved back to Wisconsin about 2 years ago. And before we went, we were going through a whole lot, and we needed to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
We needed to be somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
and especially because we were sort of a new marriage at the time. And so we kind of needed to get away. And so God allowed us to move, and we got blessed, man. We got our life together, and God is good.
Thank
sometimes you
got
to get away from family. You know, sometimes you got to get away from family.
Yes. Yes.
I know that's weird to say. Sometimes you got to separate yourself a little bit so that you can hear God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there anybody else on the line?
Oh, yes. like prayer concerning my finances and a situation with my home.
Yes, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you move on the behalf of this man of God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabba, Mama, Mama, Mashanda, the Didi, Oshanda. Oh, Rabba, Baba, Mama, 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 Shandolobo, Korianda, the Didi, Ashanda, the Didi, Osha. Father, move on behalf of this man of God. Father, he's in need, oh God, and I pray that you would move on his behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, open up the floodgates of heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray divine favor on his life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the things that he seeks would even come to him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that as he prays and that as he worships you, those things would come to him. In the mighty name of Jesus, just as your scripture says, that you will give it you. So, Father, I pray that those things would come to him in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you right now that his blessings, oh, God, are in search of him. Just as goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, that his blessings are in search of him and that they would meet with him and that they would find him. In the mighty name of Jesus, all of your plans for his life, that they would come to fruition right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. Are you, brother, are you connected to somebody on this phone, on this line?
Yes, to Reverend Flowers.
Yeah. Father, I pray that you would just have your way and do what it is that you've purposed, that you've purposed with the relationship, God. You are a mighty God. You are a mighty God. Oh, God, oh, God. God has so much that he has planned for you in the name of Jesus, but there are some steps that God wants you to take. And when you take those steps, God will open the door. There are three types of doors. I'm going to explain something to you real quick. There are three types of doors. You know those kind of doors that they have at the mall that you have to step on that little pad? You have to be in a certain area in order for the door to open?
Uh-huh.
As soon as you get in that region, that door will open on its own. So what is God saying? There are certain doors that will only open for you when you get in position. Get in position. What does he mean by get in position? Get in the place where he has for you to be. Because sometimes we can be in position just because we pray and we fast. We think we're in position. We have to be in the will of God, the perfect will of God. And as soon as you get there, that door is coming open on its own. You ain't going to even have to put your hand on it. In Jesus' name.
Well, thank you.
We had a, I'm going to share a quick testimony with you. We had a situation where our ministry was struggling, and we paying all this rent. We couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord told me to move to a different city in Wisconsin. Watch this. As soon as I moved to this city, one of the local colleges, I was at a carnival, and a lady from one of the local colleges said, well, you know, we're looking for an African-American pastor to hold services in our college. What? I ain't never heard of nothing like that. As soon, I'm telling, your geographical location is important to God. So that woman of God that needs to move, God is telling you to move. Your geographical location is so important to God.
And you know what you've been ministering to me, something I've been really listening to you, and you've been saying some things, God is still ministering to me, even though you're talking to him.
Amen.
Yes.
As soon as you get there, the doors are going to swing open. As soon as you get there, so make sure you know what God is saying. As soon as you get there, those doors are going to swing open. As soon as I moved down to this city, here I go. Now I have a sanctuary now. Listen here, that I don't have to pay for.
Oh, my God.
And it is gorgeous. The church got a sunroof. Glass windows all over the church.
Mm-hmm.
Grand piano sitting in front of the church. Beautiful sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Free of charge. God's favor is better than anything in your pocketbook.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anybody else?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you just a little. Is somebody on the line?
Evangelist Eakins, I'm still here.
Okay. I just heard somebody.
Amen, Apostle. This is Prophetess Lisa. And I did hear someone say something, but I think they faded out. I just wanted to encourage you tonight in the Lord. And, you know, you truly have been a blessing on the vine tonight. And to everything, there's a season. And it's so important that we know what season that we're in.
Amen.
And I'm going to ask everyone on the line, if you have an echo in your back, in the back of your phone. Can you please just mute your phone, God, because there's an echo that I'm hearing. If you have your computer on, if you're on your speakerphone, please deactivate it so we can get a clear sound. Thank you. God bless everyone on the line. Again, I just wanted to just encourage you in the Lord, because truly you brought forth an awesome word, a mighty word, a noun word, and just to know what season that we're in. And as you were speaking, I heard the Lord say so clearly, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow.
Yeah.
And
hallelujah.
we can celebrate that word, because when we're in the right place,
amen,
in God's will, doing what he wants us to be doing, kingdom building,
amen,
the blessings of the Lord will make you rich. So
sure
finance
will
come when you delight yourself in the Lord. You're doing what God wants you to do, and he'll bring forth those things that we're asking him for. So we have to focus on what season we're in. What should we be doing? So, yes, I had two broadcasts going on, but I'm telling you, and this broadcast is on the Internet being taped, and the other one wasn't, and I was just torn between listening to this one and that one, and then I was like, well, I can listen to this one later, but then it was, the word was so good, it's like I get me a double portion tonight. So I want to thank Apostle Flowers for bringing you on, because truly God's people are hungry for truth.
Amen.
And so I was just blessed tonight, and again, I want to thank you. And before the line end, I want to cover you with a word of prayer.
Yes, thank you.
Hello?
Yes. Hello? Hello?
Amen. Whoever
hello?
That is saying hello, you can come forth.
This is still Apostle Marcus.
Amen. I hear a woman and a sister in the background. Do you want to come
yeah,
forth now?
Yeah, I think I have a bad connection, but I wanted prayer for my business and my marriage.
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Yes, I wanted prayer or a word of prayer for my business and my marriage, and just get some directions from the Lord.
I sure will. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, touch this woman of God. Maybe this is the woman of God that I saw, and the wedding ring on the man's hand, and that there were some issues going on. Father, I pray now that you would heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray now, God, that you would move on that man of God now, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch his mind, that you would guard the doors of his lips, in the name of Jesus, that he would only speak life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would cause her business to prosper, in the name of Jesus, and that you would make those adjustments to her business that she needs to make, oh God, in order for it to prosper the way that she desires. In the name of Jesus, you, God said you are the one that he was talking to about the way you're doing things. God said he's about to show you some new ways. You ain't going to even have to labor for it. Mm-hmm. God is about to begin to show you some new things to do. And when you do those things, your business is going to take off like never before. See, recently you have been sort of distracted from your business because of things that you're going through at home. You've been sort of distracted, and so you haven't really been getting any new ideas and any adjustments to your business because you've been so bogged down and attacked. But God said he's going to cause those things to lift up. In the name of Jesus, because he desires to bless you. He desires to bless you. In the name of Jesus. In unity, though, is the blessing commanded. In unity. And so this is why God is bringing healing to your marriage, so that he can legally bless you. Oh, my God. God will not bless in the midst of confusion. And so he's healing some things now so that he can legally bless you. My God, my God. My God, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God is concerned about everything that concerns you. He's concerned. I just saw a vehicle. I don't know if you're having issues with the vehicle or if you're desiring a new vehicle, but I just saw a vehicle, which tells me that God is concerned about everything that concerns you.
Okay.
And he's moving on your behalf even now. Even now. In the name of Jesus. Touch this woman of God now. Father, touch this woman of God. Give her the strength to endure in the name of Jesus. Give her the strength to endure in the name of Jesus and to stand up in the face of the devil in the name of Jesus. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Is there anyone else on the line that would like a prayer request or would have a comment?
Yes. Good evening, Prophetess Teresa. This is Minister Tammy again. And I have a comment and a prayer request, and I just really wanted to encourage everyone to come out to our upcoming conference in April the 25th, 26th, and 27th of 2013 in Detroit, Michigan. It's going to be an awesome move of God as it was this year, and I'm just looking forward to meeting new people and seeing the magnificent move of God this upcoming year. And I also, Apostle Marcus, we would love for you and your wife to come out. Please, please consider. Please consider and come. We'll be in touch with you all with more details. Amen.
Amen. Please
and,
get in touch.
My prayer request this evening is please just cover me, Apostle Martin, you know, for anything God would have for me to do, just to be in obedience. And just move forward in it with joy. You know, these last few weeks has been kind of traumatic in my life, and it's like my joy was just lifted up out me.
My God.
And I love pleasing God, being pleasing to his sight. I love our Father. I love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit. I love the things of God. And I had a joy in my spirit. It's still there, but it's just not, I'm just not in just a total joyful mood like I had been in, and I want the joy back.
Amen. Father, restore her joy in the name of Jesus. Restore to her, as you said in your scripture, the joy of her salvation in the name of Jesus. Where the things of life have bogged her down and wore her out in the name of Jesus and caused her to lean more to her human side. Father, I pray that you would cause her to have the joy of your spirit once again, that you would give her a refilling of your spirit, a refilling. Oh, I pray, Father, that as I pray, that your ministering angel would touch her right on her belly, and that it would minister, God, a revival into her spirit, a revival. I see an angel resuscitating you right now. I see you being resuscitated right now. You're being resuscitated right now. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Resuscitate in Jesus' name. Jesus'
name.
Hallelujah,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
What a mighty God you are, God. Thank you. In the
mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory. Is there anyone else on the line at this time? Well, I pray that as those prophetic words went out and spoke over you, that you embrace the prophetic word, that you embrace it in your spirit, and let God give the increase, because truly it's by faith that as the man of God went forth with what God is saying to you, that you receive that word without any doubt, and you can watch the manifestation of that prophetic word that went out for you. And I'm going to lift you up, man of God, with a word of prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for the man of God that you have brought on the line tonight. Father, we even lift up Apostle Flowers, his ministry, their ministry, and everything that concerns them, their families, Lord God, and even, Lord God, in the course of their days, Father, we just say thank you. Thank you for the call of God and the heavenly assignment that you have granted toward them, Father God. Father, we just thank you right now that every foundation that you have given them, Father, that no weapon formed against it shall prosper. We join our faith together in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we thank you right now that our faith will please you, Lord God. Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God. We are thankful, Father, for the men and women of God that you send, Lord God, to us, Father, to pour into us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just ask you right now that you will restore, renew, in everything, Lord God, concern him and his family, his wife, God. We lift them up, and we thank you, Lord God, that they're joined together, they're knitted together, Father. Every idle word spoken over them, Lord God, we crush it. If it does not line up with your word, God, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for mighty warring angels with swords of fire in their hands to do the work, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that what you're doing right now in their lives, Father, that it's going to bring others unto you because of their lifestyle, because of their love for you, God. And even right now, we give you the glory for their lives, Father. We ask you right now to renew, restore, refresh every single area. In the name of Jesus, let your peace, God, be upon them. Let your love be upon them, God. Let their fruit remain, Father. I even cover right now the ministry, Lord God, that you've given them. Every member, Father, that they will line up with your word, God, that they will receive, God, when the word goes forth in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you right now for the men of God. We thank you right now for what you're doing, what you've already done, and what you're going to do. In the mighty master's name of Jesus, we say amen and glory to God. Amen. We bless your name, Jesus. And even right now, I know Evangelist Hannah has her line on mute, but I want to ask you, do you want to have any other words before we end the line? Apostle Marcus.
Bless you.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Would you like to have any closing words before we end the line tonight? Amen. Amen. So there's, okay, Apostle Marcus, we thank you once again for coming on. We must have you back. That was a treat. Definitely was a treat from heaven, and we truly thank you and thank God for just sending you out on the battlefield to feed hungry souls.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you all. And Evangelist Hannah, are you coming back for?
I think she's in the heavenlies right now.
Hallelujah.
As we all are. Amen. Well, God bless everyone. Calls like this, it's like you want them to go on and on, and you know.
Yes.
But God bless you, and again, we want to just thank you once again. We send our love out to Apostle Flowers and Prophetess Angel, and we just want to send blessings to everyone. On tomorrow night, we will have our own Apostle. Apostle Leonard Emmons will be coming forth with the word at 7 a.m., Again, Kingdom Builders, we're here every day, 5 days a week. If the broadcast don't start at 7, it starts at 8. And also we are in prayer 5 days a week on the prayer call, area code 218-895-0280. And the entry code is 7729, which is the word pray. If you want some intercession going on for you, call in 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. We're there 5 days a week working on 7 days. So, again, we give God the glory for our life and what he's doing in our lives. Again, stay on the wall, because know that as you are on the wall talking to the Father, he will talk back to you.
Man,
so get in place,
hallelujah.
And prayer is the key. Again, Apostle Flowers, would you have the last words before we end the line?
It's Apostle Marcus.
I'm sorry. We said it's Apostle Flowers, but we can see and hear the anointing, the kindred spirit between you and your father in the ministry. So.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Father, we just thank you. We honor you for all you've done and all you're about to do. And we ask that your word took a seat in everybody that heard it. And, Father, that you would bring forth fruit in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We pray and amen. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless everyone.
Bless you, too.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Amen. Good night.
Good night. God bless you.